SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Parliament clashed the way for euthanasia laws in Australia's territories. Spain not deterred by a letter bombing campaign in Madrid. And in the World Cup, more live sites coming online for Sunday's crucial Socceroos and Argentina match. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Omo Bello. The ACT will move to start community consultations early next year on voluntary assisted dying laws. A quarter century ban on its ability to legislate on the issue was overturned in the federal parliament. A repeal bill to remove the embargo on Australia's territories legislating on euthanasia has passed in the Senate. Senators cheered and hogged as the territory rights bill passed, with advocates and political representatives from the ACT and the Northern Territory looking on from the public gallery. The embargo was put in place by the federal government after the Northern Territory became the first jurisdiction to legalize euthanasia in 1995. Labour's industrial relations legislation has finally made it through the Senate, one of the last acts of the upper house before the holidays. The bill is now expected to pass the government-controlled lower house today. The government is already heralding the passage of its major workplace reforms, saying it will put pressure on wages after a decade of stagnation. President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, says the changes to the bargaining system are sorely needed.
At the moment, Australia really only has a small number of people, one in seven workers, are covered by enterprise bargaining. So it opens up more bargaining options, including multi-employer bargaining, makes the system a fairer system and gives workers more chance of joining together to get a better deal.
50 civilians have reportedly been massacred by rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congolese armed forces say M23 rebels and their allies killed the civilians in Kishishe, a town in the east of the country, where government soldiers and rebel militia have been locked in fighting for months. The report has not yet been confirmed. Human Rights Watch and a United States diplomat say they have information about a massacre in Kishishe, but are not sure how many people have been killed. Spain says the emergence of a letter bomb campaign against Ukrainian-linked targets will not deter the country from supporting its ally. A number of devices have been sent to high-profile organizations and government offices, with the sixth letter bomb going to the United States Embassy in Madrid. Spain has sent military and humanitarian equipment to support Ukraine in the conflict, including surface-to-air missile launchers, a battery of six light howitzers, ammunition, body armor, and light weapons, as well as offering its airmen training. Defense Minister Margarita Robles says none of the letter bomb deliveries will change Spain's mind about which side they are on.
What must be very clear is that none of these shipments or any other violent action will change the clear and firm commitment of Spain, NATO countries, and the European Union to support Ukraine, because Ukraine is defending a just cause.
To sport and in football news, excited Australian fans are preparing to support the Socceroos on Sunday when they play Argentina in Qatar. It's expected that spectators will fill Federation Square in Melbourne once again. But Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has suggested a second venue could be established for the viewing public.
There are some discussions going on, not just about other venues, but planning and making sure that Fed Square is as safe and fit for purpose as possible given the expected crowd.
Other watching parties are also being added around the country. Premiers and mayors from Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra and Adelaide have all confirmed they're setting up live sites for the Elimination March. I am Omar Bello, and that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.